Lawyer challenges ECZ ban on non-participating party regalia in Chawama by-election. UPND condemns violence at UTH bus stop. Video images in Menapolis shooting filmed by ICE agent who opened fire.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Shidalam. Lawyer George Chisanga has challenged the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ's directive, barring the use of party regalia belonging to non-participating political parties during the Chawama parliamentary by-election, arguing that no law supports such a restriction. The ECZ has cautioned political players taking part in the Chawama by-election against wearing or displaying regalia of political parties that are not participating in the poll, warning that the practice would not be tolerated. However, Mr. Chisanga contends that Zambia's electoral laws do not prohibit political parties from using regalia of allied parties, even if those parties are not directly contesting an election. He argues that political alliances are not a recognized feature of Zambia's multi-party democracy and cannot be curtailed by administrative directives. Mr. Sanga's further charge that the ECZ stance risks disenfranchising opposition political parties and their supporters, noting that alliances often rely on shared symbols and branding to mobilize voters and communicate political unity.
This is the third time my elder sister Womangara Zarumi is making this misguided declaration, preventing people from exercising their freedom that are enshrined in the Constitution. Mrs. Zarumi is a lawyer. She should have quoted a provision in the law, you know, that allows, you know, for people that prevents people from wearing regalia of a different political party as opposed to the candidate they are supporting. Secondly, and most important, when a law is created, resumes what is called reasonable. You know, every law must proceed on the basis that what it is providing for is reasonable.
Patriotic Front PF presidential hopeful Greiford Monde has expressed concern over remarks attributed to President Hagainde Hichilema, suggesting that the ruling United Party for National Development UPND outmaneuvered opposition members of parliament during the passage of Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7. President Hichilema, speaking at a rally in Choma on Wednesday, is reported to have said that he dribbled the opposition over Bill 7 before they could do the same to him. Mr. Monde says the remarks raise serious questions about how the constitutional amendment process was conducted, describing it as questionable and lacking transparency. He argues that the president's comments may explain why details of how individual members of parliament voted, as well as the official voting record of the House on Bill 7, have not yet been made public. Mr. Monde has since called for the immediate release of parliamentary voting records, stressing that constitutional reforms must be conducted in open, transparent, and credible manner to maintain public trust and confidence.
That happened. It's published. To date, you and me. In fact, I begin to start suspecting. You see, that was electronic voting. And electronic voting, you have to show the results. Those are the rules of the House. Let us know who voted for what. To date, no one has seen that copy of the members that voted. I can tell you it was a hoax. The whole process was a hoax. And I challenge everyone that Parliament and the country also to make them be aware that, in fact, it's possible that thing was just engineered through IT systems. Let them show us who voted. They said 36 people, 131 people voted the first round on the second reading, then the other one, 136. What's the list? Why is the list being kept?
The United Party for National Development, UPND, has strongly condemned recent acts of violence and criminality reported at the University Teaching Hospital bus stop, dismissing claims that the incident was politically motivated or linked to the ruling party. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, UPND provincial chairperson Anderson Banda says criminal behavior should never be associated with any political party, stressing that crime has no political affiliation. Mr. Banda has emphasized that the UPND has consistently maintained that no individual should be shielded from the law on the basis of party membership. He has described the reported assault on bus drivers as barbaric and unacceptable in a democratic society, and has urged law enforcement agencies to ensure that all perpetrators are arrested and prosecuted without exception. Mr. Banda has commended the police for the swift arrest of six suspects in connection with the incident and has called for the continued investigations to ensure that everyone involved is brought to book.
We, the UPND, of that is very clear. Anyone who commits crime, that person is alone before the law. No one who asks the law enforcers as to why that has happened. So to me, criminality has no face. Criminality has no political affiliation because no one is above the law. Whether they are called UPND, they are called PF, they are called socialists, what happened there was totally barbaric and very wrong. And any sane citizen of this country wouldn't want such to happen in our country. So to me, as a senior member of the youth, that is highly condemned, and we want to urge the police to do more and bring all perpetrators to book.
The opposition New Era Democratic Party has commended the government and ZESCOM for restoring a steady power supply across the country, across parts of Zambia, describing the development as a major relief to households and small businesses that have endured prolonged load shedding. Over the past month, much of the country has experienced an end to load shedding, with most areas receiving normal electricity supply. Speaking on the development, NED Secretary General Simon Mwanza has praised the UPND administration for its unwavering efforts that have resulted in uninterrupted electricity over the past 3 weeks, noting that the improvement comes at a critical time for the country. Mr. Mwanza says the persistent power outages had previously disrupted livelihoods, particularly for small-scale entrepreneurs such as barbershops, saloon operators, welders, butchers and other traders who rely heavily on electricity to run their businesses.
As from the New Era Democratic Party, to notice that there's been a steady supply of electricity in the country, at least for the last 3 weeks or so. This is very important because our economy, like for most small businesses that depend on electricity, you know, to manage their operations. For example, the barbershops, you know, the saloons, the butcheries, and, you know, businesses, the welding businesses that depend on power supply. The last, I would say just the whole entire 2024 was very bad for these particular businesses. And now to know that the government is making efforts.
And now, business news.
Economist Shabdin Mwemba has emphasized the need for small and medium enterprise to fully understand government policies to benefit from them effectively. Mr. Mwemba notes that in 2018, government developed the National Trade Policy and Export Strategy aimed at improving access to both local and international markets. The policy was designed to build the capacity of micro, small and medium enterprise, enabling them to participate in local, regional and global value chains.
The informal sector actually is bigger than the formal sector. We have a smaller percentage of people in, for example, in the formal sector. The companies that are in the formal sector, majority is in informal. So there is untapped potential in the informal sector. And of course, apparently, the government has been putting plans in place to ensure that that whole potential is tapped. Some of the ways that, for example, is there are some facilities through CEC, some facilities through CTF, some facilities through, you know, staff loans. But, you know, what is disappointing is that despite government having those efforts, the informal sector themselves have been making disappointment in terms of being prudent, in terms of paying back.
We take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brand. You join the league of satisfied customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-190-796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.